Sam has gone a long time, long enough for Asha to get her phone, see that her house still has a few attics, climb back up the cherry tree, and study the petals that have bunched in the crooks of its branches. She wishes that they actually were snowflakes. Watching snow melt would be better than being stuck in a tree, wondering when Sam will come back. She presses on the pattern in the wood where a branch was cut away, her fingerprint to the trees. Finally, she texts her big brother Rohan. Even though she's trying not to bug him all the time, because he's at college, and her parents keep telling her that college is busy. Sam went inside, and he's not coming back. Nothing. Rohan is probably busy writing a paper or working on some computer project or doing whatever it is you do when there's only 3.5 weeks left in the spring semester. A message pops back up. Time waits for no man. Ugh, he's in one of his scholarly moods. He's probably rubbing that stupid, stubbly beard he's trying to grow as he types. Stop it, she responds. Sorry, smiley face. Give it a few more minutes. She knows Rohan is trying to be helpful, but he doesn't understand how long Sam's been gone. Should she walk home? It's kind of far, but she's done it before. She could text her mom or dad to come get her, but then they'll want to know what is wrong. And nothing is wrong, except that Sam isn't coming back out. Asha takes one last look in the direction of Donnybrook. Yes, it's definitely the weather vane. She can imagine the rest. The deck, so high up that it's almost as if you're looking at a 3D map of the town below. And along the roof and sides, skylights and windows of all shapes, round, oval, arched, square, and rectangular, narrow and wide, and inside, columns galore, some topped with scrolls, others with leaves, and a few with nothing at all. Most of the houses in town are just what you'd expect, ramblers with galley kitchens and first-floor master bedrooms, center hall colonials with formal dining rooms and symmetric windows, split levels like her own, with short staircases and basement rec rooms. She likes them fine, of course. She likes all houses. But they're nothing compared to Donnybrook. She wonders how it would feel today if it had feelings. Would it be celebrating that it was spring? Or, like her, would it be nervous about something? Asha lowers herself down the tree. She squints at the back windows of Sam's house but can't see anyone. She runs to the patio door and knocks. There's no reply. She knocks again, louder this time, and then forces herself to turn around, take 5 steps, and count to 10 before knocking again. Before she finishes, the screen door creaks. Sam's back. He steps toward her, then away, then toward her again. Butterflies move like that, in starts and stops, and Asha remembers why they used to scare her when she was little. What's wrong? She asks before he gets too close. He walks to the soccer ball and kicks it hard enough that it bounces off his fence. What's wrong? She asks again. Nothing is wrong, he replies, and runs over to where the ball landed. You're playing soccer. What's wrong?
I'm not. I just kicked the ball once, and I'm happy. That's it.
Sam sounds like her mom when she wants to keep a secret. Asha tries again. I think my next house haunt house might sort of look like Donnybrook. If your game is set to difficult mode, there's a house you can pick that has turrets, but also dormer windows. She knows she's told him this before, but at least she's not asking him about the secret he's trying to keep, so we ought to appreciate it.